Yeah, I just want to, you know, say to start off, first of all, welcome, and thank you for your attention to this very important issue for St. Louis region and, in fact, the state of Missouri. We really thought long and hard about whether or not we were going to, and I was going to, support the sales tax. I fully understand the downside of it, but the upside is very, very good. I mean, it's really about infrastructure, about competing, about making a city that's more livable, and a place where, you know, more people can get around. If you think about it, the gas tax is something that really limits us to roads and bridges, pretty much. And the sale tax gives us a lot more flexibility. Since the invention of the Model T, Missouri State transportation policy was pretty much based upon roads and bridges and trucks and automobiles. And while things have changed dramatically over the years, Missouri transportation policy, frankly, has not until now. With the sales tax, it gives us a lot more flexibility. It gives us the ability to do more things, to help improve our neighborhoods, to help improve the quality of life of our neighborhoods, to help to address excess emissions and to improve the sustainability and environmental responsibility of our city. It allows us to allow people who, anybody who comes to the city of St. Louis, whether they live here, work here, play here, can get around without, allows us more people to get around without being wedded to an automobile, so that we can support all modes of transportation in terms of how people get around and also how we move goods in the city of St. Louis. It will improve our neighborhoods, it will improve the quality of life, it'll allow people to get around without being wedded to a car, and will allow us to do more things to help improve the accessibility for our city to people with disabilities, so that we have a total transportation plan that affects everybody and improves the quality of life. We would have liked to have more time to work on this and to get more public input on it, but the timing is what it is, and we rushed around, and although we gave this a lot of thought over a period of time, and we put together a total transportation plan. So regardless of whether this tax passes, we really do have a plan in place that we can work on for the long term in the city of St. Louis to improve, not only improve the quality of life, but also strengthen our economy and make our city safer. So I'm supporting the tax. I think it's something that is good, again, for the economy, and it'll be good for the quality of life in the city. And when we looked at this tax, we wanted to do several things. We wanted to make sure we made our city more accessible and easier to get around, so people can get around, again, without being wedded to an automobile. We wanted to make sure it was accessible for as accessible as we can make it for people with disabilities. We also wanted to make sure that we create jobs, so we supported the infrastructure to help do that, to retain, attract, and create more jobs in the city of St. Louis. And also, if you look at it, we wanted to make sure that we invested in areas of the city that saw a tremendous amount of disinvestment over a number of decades. So those are all things that this plan has accomplished, and we've got our work cut out for us to get public support for it.
So how difficult do you think it's going to be to sell something like this to the citizens, particularly in an August election, and basically asking people to go vote for a tax increase?
Well, tax increases are always tough, and I think the key is you get information out and trying to inform the voters as much as possible on what it will do for them. I mean, the voters are going to be going to the polls saying, hey, what am I going to get out of this? Why should I support this tax? Why should I pay extra money? What are we going to get out of it? And so that's going to be our work. And as I said, this is something that's not just about roads and bridges, which is what we've done in the past. What this is about, because it's a sales tax, we can use it for a lot of other things. The biggest chunk of the city's portion of this is $111 million that really addresses people, pedestrians, and through a lot of different ways. The next biggest piece is transit. And the next biggest piece is freight connections. And then we do some other things as well. But there's about $25 million, which is a really small portion, that is pretty much roads and highways. So basically, It's our job to convince the people of St. Louis that this is something they can consider, because I do believe with this plan, we will help improve the quality of life, and we will help, you know, improve neighborhoods as well. It makes the city a better place and an easier place to get around in for more people. That's the kind of environment you need to bring people to our city, to have people who want to live here, people who want to do business here, and people want to visit.
What did you think of the county executive saying this wasn't a priority for him? And did that kind of give you pause or second thought or anything?
Well, you know, what I can tell you is we're gonna be looking at this from the city standpoint and what we think's best for the city. The county executive, you know, I don't want to really get into what, you know, his situation. But I will tell you that, you know, everybody's got their own approach and their own way of dealing with things. The governor does, the county executive does, and I do. And I've decided to support this. We've actually worked with the county people. They have submitted a wish list like we have as well, our total transportation plan, and we've worked with them in developing that. They've been very cooperative, so because these things don't just stop and start. A transportation infrastructure doesn't stop at the city line and the county line. So we've worked with them on bus rapid transit issues, and we worked with them on, that I can think of off the top of my head, some infrastructure around the airport. These are things that are actually, that extend between the city and the county.
One of the other things that the county executive said that really soured his perception of this is the shortening of time from November to August, also maybe shorten the amount of public input that could be addressed in this list. Is that a concern for you? And is it possible that even if these are good projects, there might not be enough time for the public to engage upon it?
Shortening the time certainly increases the challenge of getting this thing passed. There's no question about it, because it is about getting the information out, informing voters, getting public input. We're going to have a relatively short window to get the public input. Ideally, we would have had a lot more to do that. The fact is that we haven't had a tax for transportation in the state of Missouri pass in 22 years. And we know the condition of our roads. We know the needs that are out there. We know what we have to do to make our city and make our state more attractive in order to retain and attract jobs and to make it a more livable place. And this allows us to do that. So, yeah, it's going to make it tougher, but I'm every bit as encouraged by the fact that we have something to work with, and if this thing gets passed, we have, I think, a real plan in place that will, as I said, improve neighborhoods, improve the quality of life, make our city safer, and strengthen our economy.
With this bumping the sales tax up to 9.429%, which is pretty high, what was the tipping point for you to decide to get behind this, knowing you're probably going to have to defend it?
Yeah, that's absolutely. We're with this tax, we would be approaching 9.5% sales tax. That is not a small amount of money, and it is regressive. You know, it's a regressive tax, which is something that concerns me as well, which is one of the reasons, actually main reason, why we've decided in looking at this to support projects that would impact the broadest base of people, and to make sure that we put those investments in areas that have seen a lot of disinvestment in the past. So we want to make sure that if we're going to do this, we're going to make these investments count, and it's going to count for as many people as possible in the community. And so, it's one of those things where we get the downside, but we also are looking at the upside, and I think the upside is very good.
Do you feel with the sales tax getting to that point that it shuts out or not? Possibility in the future if something like City Arch River comes up and you want to go back for another sales tax increase, this puts it so high that you can't go back for anymore?
Well, here's what I will tell you is that when we make priorities in terms of deciding what we're going to go for tax increases, we've done the City Arch River. That's done. We're not going to be going back, and I know that was just an example to the voters for the City Arch River anytime in the near future, anytime, probably not anywhere near as long as I'm around. Yeah, but for other things, we have various priorities for what we do in our community, and our top priorities are education, crime, infrastructure, you know, creating jobs, retaining jobs. And this is part of the infrastructure and creating and retaining jobs portion. It's so important to make sure that we have an environment that's going to attract and retain people and jobs, allow us to be able to move goods in and out of our region. And we just had a freight study done for the St. Louis region. And our freight infrastructure is woefully inadequate. We have a very, this is from a commercial standpoint. We have historically had a very good transportation infrastructure, but it is deteriorating and it needs a lot of investment. This isn't going to fix all that, but this will really help us improve dramatically the infrastructure available to get the goods where we need to get them, to support the businesses that are here, and to create jobs as well. This will help with that. And also, you know, when we're dealing with this, this will also help with the environment. We've done recently is we've put out and created this the mayor's sustainability plan, and our plan is to help make St. Louis more environmentally responsible, to make it to reduce emissions, to make it a cleaner, healthier city, and to make it a city that people can get around in without being wedded to an automobile as much to a large extent. So that's going to be do it as well. So this is about creating a better quality of life as well for people.
With the exception of the 76th district house race and the license collector battle, there's pretty much nothing on the St. Louis city ballot as far as competitive elections go in August. Number one, are you worried that that is going to decrease turnout in St. Louis city and might push back, may not be enough to push back against the no? And two, are you going to use your formidable political machine and war chest to help support this?
Well, first I will tell you, I'll let the political pundits analyze the over and under in terms of what the turnout's going to be like. My job is to get out there and, as I'm doing now, explain, you know, why I'm for this, what this will do for the city, and try to get as many people interested in supporting it and getting it passed. That's what my job's going to be. We will be out this then, and what I'm going to be doing is working with the business community to help try to find ways to fund, a formidable campaign that'll help us get the message out and hopefully increase voter turnout and, you know, get people excited about this possibility.
Mayor, is there one project there that really stands out in your mind as a cornerstone that could really use to sell it? Is there one particular area of project that you think is really key?
Yeah, I think looking at this thing, the bulk of this, $111 million, is for people, pedestrians. And that's everything from bicycles and making St. Louis more accessible to people with disabilities. So to make our roads and bridges safer, make our roads, basically our sidewalks, the complete streets component of this, which includes bicycles, pedestrians, making things more ADA accessible for more people. That is a huge thing for the city, and make it more bikeable. So just getting people around our city in a better way and make it a more livable place. And then the other component, so that's the big portion. This is about pedestrians, making the city a better place, an easier place for more people to get around without being wedded to an automobile. So that helps with everything, attracting talent. It helps with improving the environment, reducing emissions, and it also helps making the city more accessible for people with disabilities. And there's a lot of components. It's a connected transportation system, and this helps us connect them in a better way, so more people can take advantage of it in an easier way. I think that's what excites me more than anything about it, is that we've got all these things we'd like to see, but this gives us an opportunity to really make a huge dent in making it happen.